chance you could wind up eyeball to eyeball with young Ryan Nugent Hopkins. Are you going to give him a special Jimmy Slater hello to Winnipeg?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I haven't played him at all in my career, and you know, I've obviously seen him on TV. He's a very, very skilled player. You know, he's dangerous at all times, and I don't want him to make me look like a fool out there. So I gotta, I definitely gotta, play my game and play him hard for sure.
How do you prepare for a team like Edmonton? Because you know, being young in that, sometimes inconsistency is all part of the package.
Yeah, I mean, you just go up and down their lineup. They got really good players, real solid. Their power plays, I think top five in the league right now, and that just shows how much skill that they have on their team. And you got to be ready for a team like this. It's dangerous. It's a big game for us. We need these 2 points, and we definitely can't take this team or any team lightly this part of the season.
And I would imagine it would be a big relief for everybody in this room to get through trading deadline day and then focus on the big job.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those days in the hockey world where it's pretty tough, and we just have to get through it. And the guys in here, we joke around about it, but it is our life and our business, and you're definitely keeping tabs on it for sure.
Are there any trading day deadline memories that stand out in your mind at all that you've either been involved in or been a part of?
Yeah, there is. I remember one year that we were in Montreal, and it was huge going on, and we had Marian Hossa on our team, and I was rooming with Johan Hedberg at the time, and we left it on for one more commercial break, and that one commercial break happened to, we happened to hear his name maybe thrown in a trade there, so we had to stay up the whole pregame nap. We couldn't sleep, and we were following it the whole time.